All right. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to join you all today. And from my perspective, that we'll be talking about here today through this talk is really kind of what Deb mentioned earlier, the farmer's perspective or the practitioner's perspective. How do we better engage our farmers, our ag community, through industry, through other means, to assess ecosystem services on a broader level? How do we solicit their participation in a way that we haven't seen in the past? And first, just kind of level setting for what we're talking about. When I think about ecosystem services coming from agriculture, we can think to the three topics up here. What are some of the regulating, the provisioning, or the cultural ecosystem services that we might expect coming out of agricultural systems? The regulating that might be looking at to water quality, might be looking to greenhouse gas mitigation efforts, things like that that we could measure on an individual farm that could scale across vast geographies. From the provisioning, this might be a little bit more intuitive, thinking about the food, the fiber, the fuel that we're producing. It could also be thinking about the genetic diversity or resources that we have across the agricultural community. Our ag industry is providing many of these at the same time. And then also, we want to think about the cultural services as well. What does it look like from an aesthetic value as we drive across the landscape and see the farms with the crops being produced? What does it mean for recreation, anything that way, whether we go to a pumpkin patch this time of year to pick our pumpkins, have a petting farm, or things like that as well. So as we're thinking about these, again, it's how do we have a line of sight towards scale in the work that we're applying in each of our jobs to better understand what our ecosystem services are and how to assess those at multiple scales. And we know we're trying to provide all these services under increasing pressures. As an individual farmer, as an ag retailer, an agronomist that's making recommendations to individual farmers, we're undergoing many differential pressures all at the same time. And throughout the year, we're making many decisions within the agricultural community about how to optimize these different situations to make sure we stay in business year over year as well. So we know there's a climate change piece and the localized weather patterns on a short-term basis as well. We see our climates changing over time, our growing regions changing. We see different dynamics in terms of water use or water management. But then we can take it to the marketing perspective as well on a almost day-to-day basis, a year-to-year basis for sure, thinking about the different crops we produce, the different animals that are produced, things that way as well. How are we going to market these crops? And then also thinking to how are we going to manage for marketing of those crops? Our management tactics are changing. Our technologies are ever-changing. How do we incorporate that knowledge year over year on an individual farm? The pressures from the supply chain to constantly be sustainable or improve our sustainability footprint for an individual farm, and that's relating again to the society. How is society interacting with our farmers, with our practitioners, in a positive or less than positive way, so we can incorporate those ideas or better understand how to incorporate those ideas over time. We know that from previous efforts working across the agricultural community at the practitioner level, we've had many different focuses. But as we're looking to the future, some of the limitations have been in integrating the different thoughts and ideas that have been applied differentially with different programs in place. And we heard this previously, the scalability issue, especially as we think to assessment of ecosystem services. How do we utilize our investments to scale differentially? So it's relevant to an individual farmer. So it's relevant to an individual agronomist or others in the field that are making the recommendations. And then how do we do this in a standardized way so we can scale up to a state level, a regional level, a national level, even potentially put it within the global context? And where's the leadership coming from? Do we have leaders within the grower community that are stepping up to raise their hand to be part of the problem, to provide solutions to the problems at hand? And along with that, what's the return on investment, not only from the financial aspect, but the time investment, the personnel investment, our societal investment more broadly? So these are some of the challenges we're working with. And again, it's differential effects on each one of these. And what I see from the grower sector in working through this and trying to engage our farmers in a new revolutionary way to get them engaged in a way that we haven't seen in the past is first, how do we better understand ourselves? Are there tools? Are there technologies? Are there survey tactics? Are there better ways we can assess ourselves within the grower community, identify opportunities for change first for ourselves, and then apply that and work directly with our collaborators to enhance the work? And what are those specific strategies? Are they business management strategies? Are they soil health assessment strategies? How do we incorporate these and think outside the box a little bit about how do we get better utilization of the efforts that we all are engaging in? And then again, the leadership component. Who's going to lead it? Who is going to step up and lead it from within the grower community, from outside of the grower community? How do we make sure that we're mutually beneficial in our efforts at hand to drive value across the multiple sectors mentioned earlier? So it's really, these are some of the challenges where you need to be thinking about day to day in our operations as we put together our programs for the farmers engaged. If we're not hitting these, it's going to be very difficult to see our farmers really want to engage and to get the right farmers engaged, our representative farmers, not just the farmer champions who are accustomed to working with year over year, but the 80 to 90% of the farmers and ranchers out there that need to be engaged. That's where we need to go with this. But I think there are some opportunities. There are some opportunities and there are some ways we have worked together, and I'll provide this in the context of the Soil Health Partnership, but there are many lessons we've learned that can be applied more broadly. And it's thinking across the in a systems perspective. How do we work together from the most basic research to the applied translational work in development of new concepts, new ideas, new products, and new services that could be offered? And then how do we integrate this off the farm as well? How do we integrate this within policy work? How do we integrate this within educational efforts, within our grade schools, within our collegiate system, so our society integrates more effectively with the way we're thinking about agricultural ecosystem services being provided? We know that there are strategies for engagement that we've utilized pretty effectively within the Soil Health Partnership, but we're always here to learn. We're always here to try out new things. And it's starting with a value capture statement. How many of us actively think and put together a value capture statement for the folks that are going to be utilizing the technologies or the research that we're conducting day to day? How do we make sure that we have very specific value capture statements for different sectors? Whether it's individual farmers, whether it's individual ranchers, what are their motivations? As we think to the agronomists, to the retailers, to the university researchers, to the federal research, what are their motivations? How are we utilizing those motivations to incorporate them into the daily work we're doing to solicit their interest and their efforts? How do we better understand shared strategies and objectives amongst ourselves through communications and collaboration? How do we think to improving institutional knowledge from multiple levels, whether it's training a new staff member on a farm or a new staff member at an ag retail outlet or leadership capacity? How do we improve institutional knowledge as we're moving up the chain as well? And we've done some of this by soliciting engagement and incorporating multiple perspectives that I'll talk about in a few additional slides. And then thinking again to our research, how can we get the most extensibility to the data we're collecting? How do we utilize any piece of data we're collecting for multiple outcomes that are going to be directly beneficial to our farmers, to their business management, to their long-term agricultural resiliency? How do we think about that? But we need to be considering these. These are some questions as well, but strategies we can be thinking about and incorporating into our day-to-day work. So the bigger picture, one of the ways we've started to work through this is by engaging and inviting people to join us in trying to understand how to work together. So across these organizations represented on the screen, these are all collaborators to the Soil Health Partnership. And it's a pretty diverse set of organizations up here. In the upper left-hand corner, we have our grower organizations. They're central to what we're doing. We absolutely couldn't be doing what we're doing that I'll describe what we're doing in a slide or two, but they're central to it. We want them to be engaged to help guide our efforts to really take that leadership position. We have our universities engaged. We have conservation organizations, federal agencies. We have industry involved as well. And this has taken a lot of time and effort over the last 4 years. The 70 or so collaborations that we form have taken a lot of time in terms of travel, individual conversations, realizing and better integrating within individual missions and visions of all these different organizations represented up here. And not stopping there, but working with the individual people from these organizations to understand their motivations. What are they interested in? How can we better utilize their skill sets to improve what we're doing on the broader level? So we need to work together in a new way to integrate all these components. And then at the end of it, how do we, again, bringing it back to the farmers, bringing it back to the agronomists, how do we give them a greater voice to take control over things that are seemingly out of their control. We know there are many aspects. There's much risk in agricultural production today. And how do we provide some control back to the farmers and give them a voice to talk about the realistic opportunities and challenges? We're starting to do that through the partnership by focusing and highlighting the farmers involved in the program to help tell their stories. Their stories of success, but also the stories of intense challenges through rain events, through market or lack of market opportunities, things that way. So we're trying to pull this together as well. And I say all this in terms of, in trying to be a little bit provocative so that as we're following up our discussion a little bit later, we can bring in some of these ideas, the integrated ideas. So within the Soil Health Partnership, I'll provide this example. What are we actually doing? How have we actually done it? We started out with a mission within the grower community, within the National Corn Growers, to develop a partnership with our farmers over a five-year period of time to work directly on farm and set up standardized research protocols on these farms. And what we've built is over the last 4 years enrolled 111 farms across this network, bringing in representative farmers very new to conservation practices, to make sure we're representing not only our farmers and their thought processes, but the soil types, the climatic gradients, the other factors that are going to influence our research results coming off the farms. So we've done this in a pretty standardized way. And at the heart of it, we wanted to make sure that we had the line of sight towards the scalability for an individual to make sure we're returning value to an individual farm. But then we can scale the results through the standardized testing protocols at different levels. And so we set out with baseline data in mind, setting up each individual farm the same way, so that we could solicit interest eventually to build collaborations on top of the structure that we've established, improved in terms of testing and communications. And the idea here would be to better calibrate ourselves for assessment of these ecosystem services, whether we're assessing those through model performance or the empirical data we're collecting at the individual farms. How do we recalibrate ourselves to where our lands are actually at through direct participation across the cropping systems, the soil types, the climatic gradients, all those factors that are engaged in the network? And what I've been surprised in building this network is the ability for the farmers the willingness of their farmers to raise their hands and engage and really want to participate in a conservation program in the way that I really haven't seen in the past. And they want to engage because of this next piece. The value capture statement that we provide to each individual farmer in the program is really strong. At least we think it's really strong, and the reflection from the farmer would indicate similarly. We're collecting information in a way that's going to be directly beneficial to that individual farm. We're setting up strip trial designs on a field scale basis, utilizing the technology that the farmer already has, the yield monitors, the planters, the sprayers, all the equipment that they have. They don't have to change that. So we set up the structure within that. Then we move to soil sampling. We collect a lot of soil sampling year over year in the program. And the soil sample information, thinking again to the extensibility of the data, this is information that they can utilize to put together the nutrient management plans to look at limiting factors in their cropping system. And then we follow forth to look at crop growth. We know that our farmers are assessing crop growth day over day throughout the growing season to assess how that crop is doing. So we're helping them through utilization of aerial imagery. Aerial imagery that we can use in the QA/QC process as we're analyzing all the data. That would be our use of some of the aerial imagery. But also the farmer can use right away for scouting and returning that information immediately. Thinking to the yield monitor data, the economic assessment, these are, again, components that our individual farmers are very interested in. And not only the farmers, but also the agronomists that are making recommendations to the farmers as well. What are the new technologies? What are the new business management strategies that our farmers could employ to extend their knowledge across their client base? So with all this, we're also able to think about across the soil sampling, what are our carbon stocks? What are carbon stocks and what are additional samples could we take from this network? How can we better utilize this network in a broader way? And then I've also seen willingness to layer additional treatments over the top of this existing network. The network itself is pretty basic in the information we collect, but through collaborations with researchers across many different organizations, we've seen water quality monitoring projects pop up. Through the collaboration, understanding those shared missions, those shared visions, better utilizing resources and leveraging strengths across different organizations. And then with those collaborations, we've seen our farmers have additional acceptance of collecting water quality monitoring data on their farms. And this isn't uniform across the board by any means, but some of these water quality monitoring projects are in very sensitive issues within the agricultural community. I take the two sites, the bigger ovals or bigger circles within Iowa. That's right in the heart of where the counties that were sued by the Des Moines Water Works. So it's a very sensitive time, but it's also farmers are recognizing there can be shared value by being proactive and being part of the solution and trying to step up. So I'm going to stop here, and I really look forward to engaging in further discussion throughout the afternoon. And my intent here, again, was to raise a number of ideas that we can further discuss through the topic tables, through all the questions at hand. And I appreciate your time and effort in listening to me.